Is this the show where we give away the bowl? Okay, with a name like Thick as a Brick, you probably knew I was going to play this.
Thick as a Brick.
But you didn't know I was going to play this. This show is all about the BRIC countries. B-R-I-C. Brazil. Russia. India. And China. This is your Mad Money Machine, show number 20. Hello, I'm Paul Douglas Boyer, and I'll be your tour guide through these exotic lands. I'll be giving you the unofficial guide to all things Jim Cramer and the stock market. Speaking of unofficial guides, this works very much like the a book I got once called The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World, which really helped us get around the park. If you're going to Walt Disney World, you might want to dig up a copy of this book. Here's the deal. If you go with kids, it tells you, be there when the gate opens and run as soon as the gate opens all the way to the back of the park where the flying Dumbos are. Skip Main Street. This is probably why it's called the unofficial guide, because Walt Disney would want you to stop in Main Street and do some shopping. Skip Main Street, go straight to Dumbo, because that is the slowest loading ride at Disney World. As soon as you ride the Flying Dumbos, run over to the Mad Hatter, because that's a slow loading ride. Ride that. After you've done those two rides, you've probably already saved yourself about an hour in the park. Well, my job is to save you not time, but money by looking at some of the stock picks and stock philosophies of James J. Cramer, CNBC's most watched show, Mad Money. And I've also got some other ideas about fun investment topics. At this point in the show, I usually read a disclaimer. But I got an email from the Wyoming trucker who says he thinks I ought to let other people read the disclaimer. And so I said, well, why don't you do that first? Why don't you be the first? And so here we go with the Wyoming trucker.
You would be a fool if you relied on this show for investment advice. Mr. Boyer is simply passing on what others have said. Everyone's situation is unique. Therefore, not every investment is going to fit your situation or temperament. Only you can fairly judge what will. Remember, you won't build a mad money machine by being foolish.
Thank you very much, Wyoming trucker. Now, I like the way you said you'd be a fool to take any of the advice on this show. Of course, that's part of the disclaimer, is this show doesn't provide any investment advice. I'm just telling you what other people have said. Hey, let's reach into the Mad Money Machine email bag at feedback@madmoneymachine.com. Got an email from Dave that says, Paul, let me start by saying I enjoy your podcast and website. I'm a bit confused, though, because you seem to really focus on Jim Cramer, and in a somewhat negative way to my perception. At first glance, you appear to be a fan site of sorts, but I'm not sure anymore. Can you give me a little feedback on what the relation or cause of this focus is? Well, Dave, I think just like a meat last week on last week's show, you can tell that there's some folks that are a little confused about the relationship between the Mad Money Machine and Jim Cramer. There's also this call I got this week that's also a little bit confused. Listen carefully.
Yes, Jim, I'm leaving a message. My mother just turned into some money that I had no clue what to do with. I watch your show constantly. Yeah. Actually, I'm watching it right now. But what I want to do is have the money make money anymore. Work for us, or she ain't going to touch it.
Everybody else.
Thank you.
So let's get back.
So I know that was a little hard to hear, but the caller said, Jim, my mother came into some money, and I'd like to figure out where to put it so that we don't have to touch it. It makes me a little sad that that caller got the wrong number, but I hope he is able to find some advice. I don't give that kind of advice, but I know there's one portfolio on the portfolios page where we have not touched the investments, and they've done quite well. 11 point something percent so far this year. And it depends on any particular person's situation how you would want to invest that money, and your age and your goals and how you want to diversify that. So I hope you are able to find answers to that question. Back to Dave, though, who's confused about the purpose of the Mad Money Machine and the relationships. Well, as you can tell, I'm independent of anyone. No ties to anybody. No sponsors yet. No affiliations yet. And I'm trying to find a good balance between being a rabid fan and a complete skeptic. I do focus on Kramer because he has helped bring stocks to the masses, and I admire that. Now, I know that we can be entertained and educated, but I am truly trying to figure out if we can make money by using his advice. And Dave writes back and says, hey, I'm somewhere between being a rabid fan and total skeptic myself. I'm in the House of Pain on several of his stocks, but in the House of Pleasure on quite a few, too. I think it's a good balance you do. It's just a little bit confusing if we don't know where you're coming from. I found your site when I did a Google search. Your podcast is so professional and talks about Kramer so much, I actually thought you were an associate of his at first. But then, as some of your back podcasts got more negative, it seemed you were a big detractor. So I thought I'd ask what the deal was. Keep up the good work. Your podcast is on my must-listen-to list, Dave. Thanks a whole lot, Dave. Oh, he says, P.S. I click on an ad or two on your site every time I visit to send a little income your way. Kind of like paying for the visit, but with someone else's money. Wish I had a clever site like yours to get some ad clicks myself. Dave, you are the man. Let's play a round of Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble. And for the selected guru, try to tell you a little bit about their investment philosophy and pick a stock or investment that matches it, hopefully. And the winner this time on Mad Money Machine Show number 20 is Sir John Templeton. Sir John Marks Templeton was born on the 29th of November, 1912, in the town of Winchester, Tennessee. He became a naturalized British citizen and lives in Nassau, the Bahamas. Oh, we should all be so lucky. Well, Sir John Templeton, he'll be 94 this year. He is known as one of the great international investors. I've got a link to a website out at investmentu.com, which talks about his five-step formula for financial independence based on almost a century of experience. Strategy number one, take calculated risk. It says he started by taking significant risk in his business and investments. He was a serious poker player in college. We'd already done that show. He borrowed $10,000 from his boss to bet on the 100 stocks listed on the New York stock market selling for under a dollar. A high percentage of these companies were close to bankruptcy, but he reasoned that as we came close to wartime, that these stocks would pay off, and of course they did. Strategy number two, save, don't spend. Templeton started out poor, but through the principles of thrift and hard work, he was able to get ahead. He bought his first home with cash. He carried his cheap approach into later life. The author of the article says they met Sir John once in the Bahamas in his Rolls Royce, but he was quick to tell me that he bought it used. Strategy number three, shop for value investments. Templeton follows the fundamental bargain hunting approach to investing. The long-range view requires patience. He always searched for companies around the world that offered low prices and an excellent long-term outlook. Strategy four, take advantage of international free markets. And what he believes there is Templeton believes a free enterprise approach is mandatory when investing overseas. He says avoid investing in those countries with a high level of socialism or government regulation of business. Business growth depends on a strong free enterprise system. And strategy number five, minimize your taxes. In the 1960s, John Templeton made a controversial decision. He decided to renounce his U.S. citizenship and move to the Bahamas, where there is no income tax or investment tax. He became a British citizen and now a Bahamanian. I think that's how you say it. Bahamanian citizen. And lives tax-free. The Bahamas gets its revenue from high import duties and corporate trust fees. Well, interestingly, his investment record improved markedly after he stopped worrying about the tax consequences of investment decisions. As a result of tax-free compounding, Sir John Templeton is worth several billion dollars today and is one of the wealthiest men alive. However, Templeton does not recommend that American investors follow his lead and switch allegiance to a tax haven such as the Bahamas. It's almost impossible for an American to become a Bahamian citizen today, for example. But Templeton strongly recommends that you take full advantage of tax deferral vehicles such as corporate pension plan or an IRA and incorporate your business. Well, what about some stock picks from Sir John? The article that I'm referring to has two. He says, first of all, he says, I do think that it's interesting that in all my 92 years, I guess this is a year old article, I've never seen a time when it was so hard to find a bargain. I aided wealthy families by helping them find stocks that were selling at a small fraction of what the company was worth. But now it's very difficult to find companies where you can buy the stock at a fraction of its value. In all my experience, I don't remember a time when you had to search so diligently to find anything that was a bargain. But he says, you always find some bargains, but just less than usual. The last one I bought for myself is a company called Kia Motors. I bought one of their automobiles, and it gives me better value than any other car I have ever owned. They are now growing better than any other major automobile company, selling a great majority of cars outside South Korea, in America, and in Europe. But they manufacture them in India, China, and South Korea. And yet I bought that stock recently at less than 5x earnings. I think there's a chance, maybe not a probability, but a chance that Kia Motors will be larger than General Motors 30 years from now. And one more. He says, I guess the second one I would suggest is something I invested in a few months ago. It's called Value Partners and is managed by a Chinese man in Hong Kong. It's a large organization. I have about $100 million in it. It's about 5x that big altogether. They specialize in finding ways to buy stocks that are not well known in China and the region, and they invest in about 100 different companies in that area. They invest mainly in things I've never heard of. Wise words from Sir John Templeton, our guru on the Mad Money Machine, show number 20. Okay, well, you may have seen some of those bits on the Mad Money Show on TV where Jim goes pimping all over the world. Well, I've taken notes of those that he's pimped all over the world for since the beginning of this year, and we're looking at the performance of some of those. Like the French stocks, Crédit Agricole, back in January. It had a small, by the way, most of these stocks had a very small Cramer crackle, as you might expect. I guess not very many people are able to trade on these foreign exchanges, either in after hours or the next day, to make these stocks pop after he mentions them, like so many of the other stocks that he mentions. For example, Crédit Agricole in France, it only had a 0.4% Cramer crackle, but it is up since January 16.1%. Yeah, the ticker symbol on that, by the way, is ACA.PA. Then a couple of Canadian stocks, ATS Automation, which does stealth solar power, he said. It had a this one did have a bigger Cramer Crackle, 7.7%. I guess it's easier to buy the Canadian stocks on the Toronto Exchange. It is up overall 12% since January. ATA.TO is the ticker symbol there. And Hudson's Bay Company, HBC.CN, he said that if the right people got into power in Canada, that this department store chain would have a really good numbers. It had a 0.8% Cramer Crackle, but it is down 3.1% overall. Hutchison Whampoa from Hong Kong. Ticker is 13 there. I guess they use numbers for ticker symbols in Hong Kong. 13.HK. It had a 0% Cramer Crackle and a negative 3.1% total gain overall since the middle of January. Amplifon and Finmeccanica from Italy. Amplifon from Italy, middle of January, he recommended it. AMP.MI, 0.2% Cramer Crackle, but it is up 20% since January. Good going on that. And in February, he mentioned a couple of German stocks. Fresenius Medical Care, FRE.F in Germany, had a negative 1.5% Cramer Crackle, but is up 3.1% overall since February. Adidas, ADS.GR, it had a negative 0.2% Cramer Crackle, but is up 9.1% overall. Mid-February, Tanberg TV, TAT.OL, it also had a negative 0.2% Cramer Crackle, but it is up 19%. This is the company that did the live ad insertion into video on demand. And German stock Solar World, SWV.F, 0.5% Cramer Crackle, but is up 14.4% overall. And I don't have the numbers on Macquarie Bank from Australia, but I was just looking, and I'm going to tell you a way that you might be able to buy these in some other fashion a little bit later in the show. It is time to try to pick a winner in the Great Bull Giveaway. I'm going to go out to random.org on the website. I'm going to say generate one number. And the smallest value of the number is going to be 3. This is what I'm talking about is the number that corresponds to the entries into the Great Bull Giveaway. The first two entries were me. So I'll start with number 3. And then I'll enter the largest value there. Type that in. And just format it in one column. And as soon as I press this number, we will have the winner of the Great Bull Giveaway. Here we go. And the number is 81. I look down my list. 81 corresponds to the ID is Sweetheart. SWEETHEART. That's number 81. Sweetheart, all you need to do is go out to the madmoneymachine.com website, enter a comment into one of the most recent postings there. And when I see that you've made your entry, that means I know that you've listened to the show and I know that it's you that is responding. We'll get in touch. I'll get your real mail address and send you the bull. You've got 10 days to respond, so that gives you until, let's see, what is that? 4, 7. Let's make it, let's count Friday as a full day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll give you till the end of May 8th. That's pretty generous. All the way through midnight on May 8th to respond. I'm sure you're listening, though. So, Sweetheart, if you respond, you're the winner of the bull. For everybody else, you can still go out and register in case Sweetheart doesn't respond. Go out to the madmoneymachine.com website and click on the bull. And you can register to win. Even if the bull has been given away, you still may register out at the madmoneymachine.com website. And what does registering do? It gives you the ability to add a comment into the postings on the webpage. Congratulations, Sweetheart. I know you're going to love that bull. and I hope it brings you good luck. Well, this show's going to go a little long, I can tell, but that's all right. You can just skip forward or skip backward or play it fast or whatever you want to do to get through it. Now let's make some money. All right. Jim Cramer is bullish on the following stocks: Samsung, Cookman Bank, Taiwan Semiconductor, American Mobil, Petróleo Brasileiro. How do you say that? Petróleo Brasileiro. Yeah, PBR is a ticker symbol in the ADRs. He's bullish on AU Optronics. He's bullish on China Mobil, Teva Pharmaceuticals, Ciavale Rio Dolce, or ticker symbol RIO. He is bullish on Sasol. He's bullish on PetroChina. He's bullish on all of those stocks. And what if you want them all? What if you want to buy all of those stocks? Go buy EEM, ticker symbol EEM. That is the iShares Emerging Markets ETF. Now, of the stocks that I've mentioned there, that makes up 25.22% of that exchange-traded fund. So one quarter of that fund, we know, are stocks that Jim is bullish on. I don't know what the other 230-odd stocks are in the fund. I go out to Morningstar and look at the top 25, and these were from the top 25. But I do know that this fund has 262 stocks in it, and that out of those, 25% of them are ones that Jim has been bullish on. Another bonus is that 5% of the stocks in this fund are Russian stocks. And with our focus on Brazil, Russia, India, China, that might be one way to get into some a little piece of Russian stocks. 2.76% of it is Lukoil, for example. Well, what if you like Toyota, Mitsubishi Tokyo Financial, Canon, Honda, and Matsushita? You can go buy the ETF EWJ. That's the iShares Japan ETF. It has 280 stocks in total. But of the ones I mentioned that Cramer's bullish on, that makes up 16% of that fund. What about BHP Billiton? Oh, he's been hot on that recently. Also, Australia and New Zealand Bank, Rio Tinto, and Macquarie Bank. Well, you can buy all of those in the EWA. That's the Australia iShares ETF. It holds only 84 stocks. And of those four that I mentioned, that makes up 24% of that fund. How about that Petróleo Brasileiro PBR? I guess I'm not a good speaker of that language. And again, Ciavale Rio Dolce, ticker symbol RIO. Just those two stocks alone make up 40% of the EWZ, the iShares Brazil Exchange Traded Fund. So this might be a way to get into some of these foreign stock markets and still buy it on the American Stock Exchange. Got another one for you. How about EWC, the Canadian Exchange Traded Fund? Fully 38% of that fund have been stocks that Cramer has said that he's bullish on. For example, Royal Bank of Canada is the biggest one in there. Manulife Financial going down in order in Canada, Suncor, Canadian National Resources, Canadian National Railway, Petro-Canada, Talisman, Alcan, Research in Motion. Nah, he hated that one, but it's in there. Just like Nortel's in there. Oh, he hates that one. Those two make up about 3% of the funds. So you're buying some stinkers when you buy some of these funds, too. Brookfield Asset Management he likes. Cameco he likes. Falcon Bridge, Gold Corp. And all those make up 38% of the iShares Canadian fund. Well, in our portfolio smackdown, we have the VWO. And all this time, the VWO has been chugging along, performing beautifully. What stocks are some of the ones that make up that? Well, all the ones I'm going to read to you are the ones that Jim has been bullish on. Samsung, Taiwan Semiconductor, Teva Pharmaceuticals, China Mobil. These sound like familiar, right? Cookman Bank. Here's that Petróleo Brasil. American Movil, Sasol, CMEX, PetroChina, CIAVAL, Rio Doce, and Reliance Industries. Now, the interesting thing about Reliance Industries is that is a stock from Bombay. So we're finally getting a little tiny small sliver of Indian stocks in there, 0.84% in that fund. Of the ones stocks that I've mentioned, they make up 23% of the VWO. How about the FXI? That's the China exchange-traded fund. There's only 25 stocks in that fund, but 9.9% of that fund is made up of China Movil, which Cramer was bullish on last December, and PetroChina, 9%, which Cramer was bullish on in January. And there are a couple other ones. For example, also in the portfolio smackdown, the exchange-traded fund portfolio, we have VPL, the Vanguard Pacific Fund. And it is made up of Toyota, Mitsubishi Financial, BHP Billiton, Canon, Honda, Sony, Matsushita, and Australia and New Zealand Bank. Those make up 13.67% of that fund. And so I just think these are a great way to buy some foreign stocks. And in fact, of the single stocks that I mentioned earlier, the German stocks, Adidas and Fresenius Medical Care, those can be found in the Germany fund, EWG. They make up about 2% of that fund, the two of them combined. Also, the Credit Agricole, EWQ, the France ETF. And how about Finmeccanica or Unicredito Italiano? They are in the Italian ETF, EWI. Well, how would you buy these stocks? Like Cramer has said, he talks about going pimping all over the world. How do you actually buy these stocks on the foreign exchanges if you want to? Well, there's been just a couple of places that I've been able to find ways that you can buy into the foreign exchanges. One way is to go get an account at interactivebrokers.com. They have ties to some of the foreign exchanges. For example, you can get on the Toronto Exchange or the Frankfurt Exchange or the Tokyo Exchange from interactivebrokers.com. Also, I read where E-Trade is going to start opening up some trade with some of the international exchanges too. So you can be looking out for that in the future. Jim did have a caller that called in, though, once and asked him, if when you're trying to make mad money off of commodities, was it better to invest in a native country like India or China or in a Western country doing business abroad? And Jim said investors should stick with the companies that make their living out of mining, and we don't care about those host countries at all. The reason? Because the financials of those host countries are suspect. And also, back in January, had a show with Herb Greenberg. It said Greenberg had some words of caution for investors looking to buy on overseas exchanges. Most importantly, he said, you should only buy companies that you can easily research, which can be difficult with some overseas companies. One of the other things that is often said about buying foreign stocks is that you make money, too, when the dollar goes down, when the falling dollar. They've been predicting the falling dollar for a couple of years now, and I think Warren Buffett had a big bet last year on a falling dollar, and it actually went up against him. But if you're like me, and I know that I am, then you have a hard time getting your head wrapped around the notion of falling dollars and all this sort of stuff. Well, basically, it means that your dollar buys less stuff from overseas. And so if you are able to take your dollar now and buy some stuff overseas now, and the dollar falls, that means the stuff that you've got overseas, when you translate that back into dollars, gives you more dollars now. For example, let's say you buy you take your dollar and you buy one euro with however many dollars it takes, and then the dollar falls against the euro. Now you take your euro and bring it back to the United States and get dollars back again. Well, you're able to buy more dollars with your euro than you originally were able to. And the same is true when you buy into foreign stocks, which is why some of these foreign ETFs might be a doubly good play in if you believe the dollar is going to fall, because you not only get the appreciation of the actual stock, but you get the appreciation of the currency as well. The risk runs exactly the other way, though, too, doesn't it? Well, real quickly, what are some of the other ways to make money off of the growth of the BRIC countries? Jim says to buy stocks in some American companies that supply the BRIC countries. He had a whole show about some of the commodities and infrastructure play, such as CAT, Cummins, ABB, Cameco, Freeport-McMoRan, Phelps Dodge, Southern Copper Corporation, and RTP, Rio Tinto. Says the Cummins actually has more brick exposure than any other American heavy manufacturer. He also had a show where he talked about Adidas footwear and how they're going to sell a lot of athletic footwear to these brick countries. One show he talked about Textron, TXT. As there are more billionaires created in these brick countries, they will need their Cessnas to get around. And finally, the BRIC countries don't put down landlines. They're all wireless phones, and that's why you need PowerWave, PWAV. Well, that's going to do it this time on the Mad Money Machine, show number 20. I am so glad that you spent some time with me this time. As usual, I've got some action items for you. You can find them out at the madmoneymachine.com website. Just click on the action items tab at the top right. I've changed that around, changed some of those in there. Go have a look. Pick a couple of those to work on and be an active member of the Mad Money Machine. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes stock to make a Mad Money Machine. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine. Some music played on this program was made possible by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Mad Money Machine is not affiliated with Jim Cramer, CNBC, Real Money, TheStreet.com, or anyone else, really. I may have long or short positions on some or all of the investments discussed on this show. Although the information discussed on this program is believed to be reliable, neither I nor the sponsors of this program make any representations or warranties whatsoever as to its accuracy or completeness. Nor do we assess, verify, or guarantee the suitability or profitability of any particular investment, and you should not rely solely upon this program for purposes of transacting securities or other investments. Opinions expressed by me and any of my guests are current opinions only and subject to change without notice. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time for more of Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine.